like now to turn this over to Steve Underwood, who's going to come up and present our Community Man of the Year. Mr. Underwood?
As you know, we're having our best start in one of our best seasons ever on the playing field. And as an organization, we're also having a great year off the field in many efforts in our community and in charitable endeavors across Tennessee. On behalf of Mr. and Mrs. Adams, our players, coaches, and staff, I feel privileged to announce that David Thornton has been named the 2008 Walter Payton Man of the Year Award winner for our franchise, and I think two or three other things are worth noting about this. David is representative of many of our players, coaches, and staff who give of themselves tirelessly throughout the year to benefit many worthy causes. This is the closest voting in the history of the award at our franchise, and what that means is that many of our players are very active in community efforts. And we are very proud of that as an organization. Secondly, David was selected by his peers. And I have always felt that there is something very special about being recognized by your closest friends and colleagues and the people that you work with every day who know you best and who understand you and understand your motives. Our organization is proud of the many efforts that are expended by our players, coaches, and staff in our community, and we're very privileged to have David with us and to recognize his efforts in behalf of others less fortunate. So, David, if you'll step forward, let me present this to you. I know you have some things that you want to say as well. We're very pleased to be associated with you. Thank you very much. You bet.
David, put you in the middle and get some good photos there. Perfect. Perfect.
How about that?
Some good photos there.
Now hold it for an uncomfortably long period.
Which one's yours? Let me know when everyone's good up there. Coach Fisher, say a couple words, and then we'll hear from DT.
You know, as Steve alluded to, this award was voted by his peers, and he was one of eight finalists, and I just want to take this time to congratulate all those others on the team that dedicate a lot of their time to different interests in the community. And even beyond the eight finalists, we have players that were not finalists that have been doing a number of things. And to, again, thank Bob and Teresa for all the work they do and the effort to help Dave coordinate all of these things. And I just want to finish by saying this. What they do here is extremely grueling. The weekly toll that it takes on their bodies, and everybody in that locker room would give anything to just spend a day off resting and recovering, taking care of themselves. Yet David and the rest of the finalists are so unselfish that they would give up that time to go out and dedicate that time to those efforts in the community. So, David, thanks for representing the organization. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Well, I don't have some great speech to present to you all, but I'd first like to say thank you to everyone who voted. And when I first learned about me winning this award from Bob and Teresa, I must admit I was shocked, because we have a lot of guys who do go out and do tremendous things in the community. The list goes on and on, not just the guys that were nominated, but guys who weren't on the list, who go out and give it themselves just to show how much they care and want to find a way to make a difference. And I guess if I had to speak for myself, I guess my motivation, first and foremost, for what I do in the community stems from my personal relationship with the Lord. And me loving God is part of me loving others and finding ways to go out and make a difference. And that's a big part of why I enjoy going out doing what I do. I was raised in a Christian home. My mother and father did a tremendous job of raising me and my brothers to be men of integrity, men of character, men of passion, and giving and loving and serving others. And my father, you know, weekly goes out and ministers and finds ways to impact people's lives and make a difference. And by me seeing that as a child, it definitely funneled down to myself. And I find it very easy to get out and go out and help and make a difference. So that's why it's so easy for me whenever Teresa or Bob or something comes up where they need someone to go out and try to use the platform that we all been given. As professional athletes, we all have a platform that we've been blessed with that we can go out and get the attention of children or some adults that most people may can't do. And I don't take that platform lightly. I realize it's an opportunity for me to really go out and do some positive things and influence, you know, others to make a difference in their lives. So, you know, that's really where my passion stems from. You know, it's not out of obligation, but it's my willingness to get out and just express myself, you know, express my selflessness to be able to encourage some kid, whether it's, you know, it's a pat on the back or just getting out, sharing a small word with them. You know, it's not always about the money, how much money you contribute to a foundation or a cause, but sometimes it's just your presence, just being there, that can make a difference. And for me, that's what it really stems from. My passion, you know, runs deep, and I love doing what I do, and I'm going to continue to serve. And like I said earlier, you know, thank you. It could have been a lot of guys. You know, I guess Keith Bullitt passed the torch down to me. You know, Keith won last year, and he does a tremendous job, you know, each and every year finding ways to help kids. And I guess from linebacker to linebacker, now I'm the next guy, you know, carrying the award. So thank you for all those who voted. And
any questions for David?
Any questions?
David, did you ever win that when you were with the Colts?
Yes, I've been. I was nominated in 2003, and I won, and I think in 2004. I'm not for sure exactly which year.
One in
2003.
Six times.
And nominated six times.
Nominated six and won twice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You obviously had a number of things set up in Indianapolis when you were there, and I think from pretty much about the moment you got here, you started doing some things, didn't you?
Yeah, a lot of the programs that I was a part of in Indianapolis, Genesco, which is here locally, had a program where they had called Cold Feet Warm Shoes, where they gave kids shoes and winter clothes for the winter. And it was something I did in Indianapolis, and I definitely wanted to carry that down here. Just a lot of different things, my football camps, feeding the hungry, finding ways to feed people during the time of need, are programs that I was doing in Indianapolis that I've continued to do down here in Nashville.
Could you articulate the responsibility that comes with this honor?
The responsibility? Well, you look at the list of individuals who have won this award, and those are great individuals, great people. You look at their careers, the things they did on the field, and the numerous things they did off the field. It's just an honor to be among the list of great guys, you know, who are on this list. So, you know, I definitely feel like, you know, I'll continue to carry on the reputation and the legacy that these men have left.
What's your dad's name?
Arnold Thornton.
Okay.
Arnold Thornton's my father.
Have you had a conversation with him? Tell him what you
do? No, I haven't told my family just yet. I'd rather them read about it. They always online. So,
what would you think? I mean, you say you learned from him kind of about giving back. What do you think his words will be?
Well, I know he'll be proud. You know, a lot of times your children are a reflection of the parents. And I want him to know that he's done a great job of raising me and my brothers. And he just set an example. A lot of times you may have parents who tell you to do the right things, but they don't display that. And my father was a man who lived what he preached. He practiced what he preached and showed us practical ways how we can do things and make the right choices, even when we had made some mistakes. No question, we didn't do all things right. But at the same time, he was there for us to encourage us to continue to do the right things and make the right choices.
Anything else? Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
Thank you.